Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Thursday edition, happy opening day. That's right, opening day in Major League Baseball. Well, kind of. You had a couple of games already in Korea, but you know, it's opening day for everybody else. And John Paul Morosi is going to stop by to talk about the latest on the Shohei Ohtani drama in LA. Plus, we're going to talk about the NCAA tournament, which resumes. One player who's getting a ton of respect and another player who's getting a ton of attention, but could it translate over to some other leagues? We're also going to talk about the league, the NFL. We got changes to the kickoff at all levels. We've got coaches making comments about their job security. We've got rumors of dysfunction for one NFL franchise. And we've got the usual fun stuff. It's all yours coming up next here. Two pros and a cup of Joe on a Thursday, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning. We appreciate it. We're going to be taking you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we will do so live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And the investigation is underway here at the studio.
So stupid.
What?
Maybe it was Diddy who did it. He seems to be jacking up everybody's ass right now, man. Maybe it was Diddy.
I mean,
I don't know, man. Like, I just want, you know, every day if I get a coffee while I'm doing the show, you know, before the show, whatever, I'm fine. I come in, it's a normal thing, get your coffee, come in, you do the show.
Yep.
And somebody jammed it up. Like, it's all jammed up.
Who jammed it up?
I have no idea. It's just, I don't know. It looks like some shenanigans involved, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
I mean, this show's got the term cup of Joe in it, and we can't even get a cup of coffee right now.
No coffee.
No cup of Joe because some violent individual decided it was okay to assault the coffee maker.
It's like the package you put in there, it's like they forced it in there. Like, I'm going to get this coffee.
It's like kids with those blocks.
With this one. Now. What coffee.
What do you mean the triangle doesn't go in the square?
Bro, I tried, like, I just dismantle, disassemble,
Some would say dismember, but
you're right. What you said, Q, whatever it was you just said, disassemble.
Disassemble.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So I pull all the different parts, you know, apart to be able to do it, and it's literally like you're going to have like pliers or something like that to get it out the way they jammed it in there.
So. Can we go through the list of
who
suspects?
We might think it is?
Yeah.
Did it work yesterday? Like, Lee, so it worked yesterday. So somewhere between yesterday and today. So now we've got to go ahead and.
So where does Rob Parker sit on the list for you guys?
Ooh.
I mean,
was Rob in here yesterday?
Well, here's the thing is I know the Jason Smith show goes through like 8 cups of coffee.
Oh. Oof.
Mm. I mean,
in the course of four.
We out here drafting.
Cavito and Rich, they're too nice. It couldn't be them.
It definitely was a violent.
Great point, man.
There had to be a violent action connected to what took place.
I don't think either of them would do it. They're
so you're trying
nice.
To say Jason and Mike are grumpy old men? Somebody just got in that joint like, all I wanted was my gut. Dang. Coffee.
I don't know. Yeah, that's.
Because that's what it feels like took place is that it looked like it's like beat in there. Like it was. Some violence involved.
Well, it's also, I think it points to, like, sometimes the classics just work better than the new stuff. You know what you can never have that happen with? An old school pot of coffee.
That's the first thing I did was look around to see if there was any.
Yeah. That's the way it should be done.
Don't distract the conversation from the suspects to your whole pot of coffee BS.
Well, he's a snob by some means because he never you never used that you never get coffee here.
Oh God, no, it's beneath me.
I'm glad we're being honest.
Please. No, absolutely not. That will not be done. I mean, unless they want to sponsor the show. If you want to sponsor the show, that's fine. You know, we'll make
it. Hey boys, we got a day today. Yeah. We got a day of activities today, huh?
What is it?
Opening day.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Major League Baseball opening. Hey, only 161 more guys.
Yeah. You don't get fired up for opening day. Like
that
the
was
hope
a hell
in the
of
world.
A pivot from the degenerate coffee.
I'm just trying to stay
man.
Positive.
Well,
here,
we you know,
and you know what? We should.
The investigation is ongoing, and so we will have further developments on that if we get any answers. But it is opening day, and it's a huge day because there's a lot of teams out there who have just a little bit of hope right until
$1
first
hot dog day.
One maybe right until first pitch, and they realize our team still stinks. So we've got no hope whatsoever.
Yeah. What about the Sweet 16? That's today too.
Yeah,
how about it?
Yeah.
All right.
Four games tonight, boys.
Why do that tonight?
Woo!
Why do that to people like us?
You know,
doesn't make sense.
It's by the way, it's a little bit just peel back the curtain here. I feel like they're I feel like
what curtain are you talking about?
I feel like, you know, I could use some support here. Because
you need some curtain pulling support.
Damn. Because I feel like there's sort of a lack of respect for the mutilation that I have put together.
What?
No, not the curtains.
Okay, all right. I didn't know where you was at right now. Like, you just going deeper and deep? What?
What's wrong with
you? Oh, my God.
Well, first of all, no, I ain't. Secondly,
That's stupid.
Secondly, we're talking about the tournament. And again, you know, tip of the spear guy here, right at the top of the bracket challenge. And
I'm
going to
catch you. I feel confident that I'm going to catch everybody.
I feel like there's the hope that I am caught by somebody.
I feel like
a lot
I'm
of
like,
shade I'm feeling.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. This is all because, because I asked if we should be rooting for you.
Well, yes.
I'm going to catch him.
I'm in a great pole position. It was more of just the question of, like, things seem to be more entertaining when Jonas loses.
Oh.
Probably.
That's what makes it entertaining that he's winning, though.
Because he's going to lose?
Yes. it's inevitable.
Here's the question is, who do you have winning, LeVar?
Me.
Yeah. Who's winning in your bracket?
Me. Boy,
you're missing the question. In your bracket, who's winning the national championship?
I don't get it.
You mean like which
team? Yeah, I don't even remember.
North Carolina.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Jonas, who do you have?
Because there was some confusion about who
they're saying it was UConn.
Yeah,
he put UConn in, which UConn is looking real good right now.
Yeah, you should,
he is probably going to win that.
Did you take UConn?
No, I got Houston.
Yeah,
I told you.
Oh, yeah, Houston. Yeah. Oh, great. I got Jonas is going to fall apart.
I got Houston over Arizona because you know they're the Houston Cougars, and Arizona is the home of a lot of. Of those, and so I thought, you know, it'd be appropriate. Houston over
Arizona.
Who do
I have UNC beating? Kentucky?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But my side, that side of the bracket is still relatively not bad. I just don't have UK. That's all.
Yeah.
Right?
That's kind of a big one, though.
That's. I mean, yeah, it's a big one. But I had.
I don't want to have to go off on a rant. Yeah, all right. I mean, they've already confirmed that he's coming back.
Yeah.
So
it's good news.
Way to go, Wildcat fans.
Listen, the guy brought you a national title just like it seemed like yesterday. And so the idea.
DeMarcus Cousins yesterday. Is looking for you. It's out there. You know, he's saying that everybody who said that he needs to go, I'm coming for y'all. I'm looking for y'all.
That's fine. I mean, he hasn't watched their basketball team the last 10 years, though.
Dang.
By the way, why is he pissed off?
The other thing was
he's got a new deal.
So the buyout's $33 million. And, you know, just so people understand how buyouts work, sometimes, like, if there's not a lump sum to be paid on a specific date, it's paid over the duration of the rest of the contract. So there's a thought that, like, oh, well, the buyout's not really the most prohibitive part of this because – you know, they can pay it out. I think he's got like 5 years left. So they would pay roughly a little over $6 million a year. And I think it actually would be monthly payments. So break it down further, it'd be like $500,000 a month for the next 5 years if they wanted to pay this off, if they wanted to buy him out. And, you know, there's some folks out there like, you know, that's more feasible than people realize. It's like, yeah, but I hope people understand too, when universities buy out a coach, because not only do you have to have the money to fund the buyout in future years with that one-time lump sum, but you also have to have the funds to then pay the next guy coming in. Like, you also have to have both. So it would be more than $33 million. And the other thing is, when you do have a buyout, many of the universities want to have that money in hand. So if someone's committing to, you know, donate whatever to the university that buy out this coach, right? So they can move on to the next guy. They want those funds in hand. They're not going to take it like year by year. Now they might. They might take a commitment letter like that. But the problem is like 2-3 years into this, let's just say hypothetically they didn't buy out John Calipari. They fired him and moved on. There might be a guy who's like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm paying about $6 million a year, and I don't want to pay for this anymore. I'm kind of tired of this. I don't like the next guy you guys hired. I don't want to support you guys right now. That you can always fall victim to that. So that's the tough part is I think there's a thought that, like, hey, his buyout wasn't that prohibitive from them moving on from him. No, it was. It's $33 million after 5 years of being under this contract. That's a really high number. Usually after 5 years of a contract, the buyout's not that big within it. But it goes to show you the commitment that Barnhart, their athletic director there, had made to John Calipari and really kind of this quote-unquote lifetime contract at UK. Because in an instance where they want to move on, it's really hard to financially.
So what's the percentage of UK fans that want him out and ones that are like, hey, guy got hot from three, Cinderella story, et cetera, et cetera.
I have no idea. I mean, all the ones that I know all want them out. They're all like, this has been going on far too long. I have stated a very simple case and facts of between recruiting, the lack of development, the lack of success in conference ball, tournament ball, whatever you want to point to. I mean, the one thing that Kentucky's hanging its hat on is – moving, you know, taking players from high school to the NBA, which is that's great. But you could also make a case that that might happen regardless when you're getting the top one or two classes in high school recruiting anyway. Like, how much development really goes on with a year of basketball at the college level? And the question even further becomes, well, why is that the prerogative? Why is that the goal? That doesn't help the University of Kentucky. That helps the player and their families, and that's great. But that should be a byproduct of the success that you have at the college level. Wow. So, again, I know I've gone off on this for, like, the past week.
Got to get it out.
I'm sure everyone's tired of hearing it. But I think it also applies to football, basketball, other sports as well. It's not just Kentucky. It just happens to be Kentucky at this point in time.
Mm. Well, it's like Jimbo Fisher got, what, $78 million? Like they were just
In his case, he had a lump sum of 20 that was due like right after once they decided to fire him.
Dang.
And then he gets, you know, payments equal amounts, you know, moving forward to the through the duration of the rest of that deal.
We ain't heard nothing from Jimbo Fisher.
No.
Don't need to.
No. And
he's sitting there just collecting.
In his deal, he did not have offsets. So if he went to go coach somewhere else, he'd still be owed the money. In this case, John Calipari does have offsets. So if he did go to coach somewhere else, that would reduce the amount that Kentucky would have to pay him.
Also, Jimbo could double dip somewhere if he wanted to.
I believe so. Awesome. If my recollection is correct, yeah.
Hmm. Well, look, we are going to have a fun show here. We're going to try and steer clear of the negative stuff, but I'm sure it'll pop up at some point or another. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio.
Up.
You got to get this out of your system, you know? Like, I mean, you can't get a damn cup of coffee this morning, but you got to get that out of your
system. I'm in my mind thinking of, like, ways and strategies to get a cup of coffee. Just don't know.
Hey, so Jonas doesn't bring you, like, a backup cup of coffee?
No, Jonas is pretty selfish dude, man.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. He acts like he's a cool dude, but he's actually really like a selfish mother effer.
I mean, I do have an idea.
I wish that Lorena had the bleep out noise. You know, I said, you know, you want me to tell you what he is? He's a bleeping bleep, bleep, bleep.
I mean, there's a 7-Eleven right around the corner. You just got to fight through all the drug addicts in the parking lot.
You know, that is very true.
Oh, said Lee. Lee seems to find his way.
I'll bet during a commercial break, you could probably get there and back easily.
That's called
Lee. What would you say to that group of guys to help you get a cup of coffee?
I'd be like, you guys got an extra sandwich?
You got the stuff?
They're called
hey,
free.
Man.
They're called hey man.
Remember those guys at the racetrack that were eating sandwiches in front of the 7-Eleven?
You guys did.
Oh,
yeah. We didn't go, but yeah, you told us about it. That's free security though. You do know that, right? That's why they're allowed to hang out in front
of. Those were the nicest.
Yeah, it's
guys
also,
I've ever
yeah,
met.
They watched because you know, like this hour of the time of the night, you know, the guy who runs the 7-Eleven, they'll go out and have a smoke or something like that. They'll leave the store. They'll leave it unmanned, and those people watch the store.
Yeah, it's also customer repellent though, because you know maybe
that's
a customer
well that's
what I was thinking.
It's security.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't want nobody in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey man.
Hey.
Lee, what would it sound like?
Hey, man.
That's way too good. Way too naturally.
He's so nice.
We're going to have to work with Lee if he loses this job, boy.
He'll be like, Lee, yeah,
isn't that Lee out front?
Because he just sounds so nice.
Is that Lee out front?
You guys need some coffee?
Dang, Lee was just with us 2 years ago. God dang, Lee.
So we will have the usuals coming up later on. We're going to have another edition of In Case You Missed It.
Man.
We're also going to close up shop with you and you out. Our guy, John Paul Morose, he's going to stop by. We're going to get the very latest on this, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a gambling scandal involving Shohei Ohtani, but he's sure putting up the defense team to try and counteract some of the allegations and assumptions out there about him. So we've got all that fun stuff, tons of NFL conversation. It's all yours as we take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. But one coach in the NFL could be already looking at the end of his time with his current franchise. We'll tell you who that is right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunglasses at night, Christ. So I can see who messed up the coffee maker that Lee went out and fixed.
Yeah, Lee fixed it. Mr.
I
Coffee.
I got some coffee at night because Lee fixed the machine.
And now Lee's
I'm
got,
so happy.
Look, he's doing the happy dance. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm happy.
And now Lee's got a pair of shades on in studio for no reason.
He's
whatsoever.
A hero.
Yeah, of course he is.
I wear my sunglasses at night, baby.
Yeah. We could just figure out that other little problem we got in the studio.
Is it a little problem?
It smells like Lysol in here.
Blech! I tried to kill it.
I tried to kill him.
Blech!
My coffee tastes like Lysol.
What were we trying to kill?
A roach?
La cucaracha.
La cucaracha.
Yeah.
So it was curtain pulling, now it's caracha.
Okay. Well, hey.
Okay.
Never know what you're going to get.
You're on one. You're feeling pretty good today.
I'm just saying, like, that's it was a big scene and spectacle during the break, so I want people to know kind of what's going on.
The Terminator was up in there.
Yeah. She took care of business.
Mm-hmm.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. Apparently things aren't going too smooth for one franchise in the NFL, according to a recent report. We will get into the very latest on that and the drama surrounding it coming up in about 20 minutes from now here. Speaking of drama, the Dallas Cowboys always have drama. There's always something going on. Yeah,
they're America's team.
And Mike McCarthy was asked at the league meetings, the owners' meetings in Orlando, about whether or not he's concerned about his job status entering what is the final year of his current contract. Here was the Cowboys coach.
I know this has always been my approach because, you know, make no bones about it, I am extremely blessed to be here. You know, I'm very much engaged where my feet are and the opportunities I've had personally. I'm very blessed. So I never lose sight of that. So that's always been my big picture approach. And now when I look at the younger coaches, you know, yeah, I worry more about them than I do about myself because I know where I am in my career. But the reality of it is if you don't take the same approach every year, you're really looking at it the wrong way. So your financial structure should not, you know, deter from your approach to the season.
Do you think McCarthy looks around and goes, yeah, there's pressure every single year because I'm the Cowboys coach. I'm surprised they even was brought back this year. And so now, I mean, what's another year of going through this, even though he's going to have to deal with, you know, reportedly less than what they brought back last year because they've been so quiet in the offseason?
Don't you think there's multiple elements to this, though? I mean, if you look at the roster as of right now, granted, we still have the draft. So, and then they've drafted and developed well. So it's not that big of a concern in my mind. And they do have one of the better rosters when everyone's healthy. But so they really haven't needed to be active in free agency. However, you lost a lot of pieces on the interior of the offense. And I in particular, offensive line. And you could, you know, you could have added maybe another piece or two, but these could all be draft picks as far as a center, interior offensive lineman at the guard position, a wide receiver. You could find all of that in this year's draft class. So maybe he doesn't look at it and he doesn't feel like it's that big of a burden. But I look at it and say, you lost your defensive coordinator. You bring in a guy that's very familiar in Dallas, you know, cut his teeth there in a way in Mike Zimmer. So that was a great, you know, kind of fill for the void that was left behind. But, you know, it's Dak. It's a huge year for Dak. It's a huge year, I think, for the perception of where this team's going with Mike McCarthy as the head coach. And now, yeah, you don't have Dan Quinn breathing down your neck as your defensive coordinator, as the guy who could replace you as their interim head coach. But you still do have Bill Belichick out there lurking, just lurking out there, you know, ready to take that next opportunity potentially. And maybe it would be Dallas, you know, after a year of sitting back, reevaluating, maybe he would look at a team like the Dallas Cowboys and be like, sign me up for that, Jerry. You know,
what coaching tree did he come from?
Who, McCarthy?
No.
Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
Parcells.
Yeah.
How did that go in Dallas? How did that work out?
Well, it, you know,
did
also
they end on good terms?
Well, they, I know.
Who doesn't on good terms?
Well, that's fair. But I don't, you know, does Jerry Jones want to deal with perceivably a personality as strong? And I'm telling you, that's going to be the Achilles heel of Belichick going forward. Is who's going to want to deal with him having that type of power out there? Yeah, right?
So do you think Jerry and Stephen Jones are scared to see him in the hallways like those other organizations?
I think
about
Mike
Vrabel.
Right. I've experienced.
He looks like a big fella.
Yeah.
A big lady. I've experienced owners being intimidated by coaches like Marty Schottenheimer. Scared Dresner and Snyder to death, and they were like, get them the hell out of here.
Oh, Marty Ball?
Well, it's just that type of personality. But I don't want to get too far off on that. I want to address McCarthy. McCarthy basically told everybody, I got my cash. I'm good. I'm financially stable. I'm happy in my life. I think he's saying, I don't feel pressure because I've done well. If I'm measuring out what I've been as a head coach, I've won.
I think this is probably the least stressed out he's been going into a season, because he's like, hey, I mean,
he just told y'all, yeah, like, look, I'm more concerned about, if it doesn't go the way I need it to go, I'm more concerned about the young guys. He's basically saying, if something were to go wrong, if they don't want me, I'm good. I got my cash, like, I'm good. I got a Super Bowl, I'm good. So I'm not in a position where I gotta win, because it's a do or die situation for me and my life and my well being. Like, I'm coaching. I kind of felt like when I heard the soundbite, I kind of was like, dang, like, that's a cool, like, it's a cool way to approach it. I don't know if it's the best way. I think when you're in athletics and you're competing, and especially at the highest level and for one of the most, if not popular, franchises in the game, I think there has to be a level of stress that you feel. I think there has to be a level of pressure to perform and to bring that to the table.
It's Dallas, though. Isn't there always pressure to perform?
Yes.
Is that the expectation?
And so if that's the expectation and that's what's coming your way, then you got to assume that he's embracing that because that's the job that he knew he was coming into. So to me, I listen, it all looks like it's aligned for this to be him and Dak's last year if it doesn't go the way that it's going. My question would be, what if it does go the way that they want it to go, which I don't know what that is. I think it's sad to say because it's like it seems like it comes across as Super Bowl or bust. But where they are now and that gap between where they are now and the Super Bowl, is there somewhere in between that space that you could actually have enough success where Mike McCarthy comes back and is renewed and Dak Prescott comes back and is renewed, even though you have a ton of players that got to be signed outside of those, you know, that outside of Dak and if you're going to bring him back as a coach.
And I also wonder if just all the drama that he gets from Jerry Jones in the media or Stephen Jones, mostly Jerry talking about whether it was Dan Quinn and he was like, you know, drooling over Dan Quinn when he was there, or talking about all the things, Dak Prescott, just whenever he does these two interviews a week on local Dallas radio, I wonder if Mike McCarthy's looking around going, dude, whatever. Like, listen, if this works out, it works out. If it doesn't, you know, yeah, we haven't won a Super Bowl. We haven't had the playoff success some people would look at, but I've got the best winning percentage. Yes, a smaller sample size. I've got the best winning percentage of any coach in the history of the Cowboys. If you want to move on from me, so be it. But the problem in Dallas is that Jerry Jones has been either too involved or has given an expectation that is not realistic for 30 years. And Mike McCarthy probably looks and says, whoever wants to take over this afterwards, be my guest. But if the problem is still here that's been here for the last 30 years, then it's not going to change if I'm gone. And I just wonder if he's kind of over it at this point. Like, whatever. Like,
I'm good.
Kick me out. Fire me.
I just told y'all. I'm good.
Must be nice, man. That's sweet.
What are you talking about?
I mean,
I feel like that's how Lee lives, though. Like, I feel like there's a lot of common ground between Lee and Mike McCarthy right now.
And Lee's a big Packers fan. Maybe Mike McCarthy is kind of his guiding light through all this.
I mean, does he continue to coach if he leaves? I mean, you took time off to study and test the theories. He told us.
Did he get big into analytics?
Didn't he tell us he took like that time off to like really, really dissect and break it down by the analytics, this, that, and the other, and so forth and so on?
In the analytics,
that was his pitch. Did that help him at all?
Well,
doesn't seem like it.
Did the analytics have Ezekiel Elliott in that final play of his Cowboys
getting blown up, getting the spirit and the life of him knocked out of him?
Whoever the analytics on that. But I also want, do you think Jerry Jones ever gets to a point to where, and maybe it's this offseason or next offseason, where he's like, look, I know I want to run the show here, but I'm really desperate for another Super Bowl. Bill, here's some power that I've never given to a coach since Jimmy Johnson.
Do you think he can do it, though? Like, honestly. Do you really think he can do it?
Belichick?
No.
Oh, you mean give up that kind of control?
Yes.
Probably not.
I just don't see it. I don't see it. And then that's like a, I don't know. If you have the expectation that Jerry Jones has for his team, and he is a former player, so in his mind, you know, being a successful businessman, being a successful brander that he is, he probably feels like he knows enough about the game where he's looking at what people are doing and he sees the insufficiencies or just the lack of whatever it is that he thinks needs to be there. And I think that that's a tremendous hurdle for him to clear. Like he would never just let a coach. He'd never just let his GM be his GM, even though that's kind of like Jerry too. I just don't know. It seems as though the market has spoken on, can Jerry Jones do it the way Jerry Jones does it? And the answer has been no for a really, really long time.
At least he's loyal, though.
I mean to himself.
Gets a lot of guys paid.
He's loyal to himself.
Yeah, like giving McCarthy another year.
Imagine if he hired somebody to do the job that he's done. At what point would they have lost their job?
It's a great question. Probably a while back.
Yeah.
But do you think he would have hired him back and then fired him again and hired him back and fired him again?
Maybe. I mean, maybe he looks at – maybe that's his man in the mirror, you know? You're fired. Okay, I was joking. You own this bitch. It's my team. Can't fire me. That's my team. America's team.
Yep.
And viva Los Mexico.
Yeah, what was the Vamos Los Cowboys or whatever he said? I don't know, like whatever those drops
and
are.
And Casamigos.
Yeah. Dios Mios Cowboys.
neat,
by the way,
neat.
Coming up next here, though, we got some drama. We got some drama involving a coach and an owner. If you believe some of the reports out there, we'll tell you why that is. It's an NFL story next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up, top of next hour, a little over 12 minutes from now, from the TireRack.com studios. Apparently, there could be a lot of changes to the world of football. Right. If somebody has their way, there could be a lot of changes to all sorts of football. We will explain what that is coming up here a little over 12 minutes from now. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, though, shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee DeLapp.
DeLapp. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, LeVar. Good morning, Brady. Good morning, Jonas.
Good morning.
Guys, in case you missed this, there have been reports of a heated conversation between Robert Saleh. Hey, Brady. Guys, in case you missed it, there have been reports from
DeLapp.
Hey, LeVar.
Hi.
Guys, in case you missed this, NFL media's Colleen Wolf said on Tuesday on Around the NFL that there have been reports of a heated conversation between Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson at a party following the meetings that we've all been talking about. Apparently, at the owners' meeting, there was a very heated conversation between Woody and Robert Saleh to the point where it was a little awkward. Who knows what it could have been about? Actually, some people have come out to say that it was about nothing at all.
He was getting more attention than Woody. They was like, It's Cersei's. He was just getting all the attention. Now, is this the facial?
I want a beard like that.
Is this the facial hair Saleh or is this the clean-shaven Saleh?
Nah, he's got facial hair. I saw it. Got a great beard.
And they're,
I'm not trying to read too much into this. If you read what was reported and it was a little awkward based on their body language. Like, this is someone who's trying to make more out of what could be nothing. So I don't know.
Also,
I think this is a typical, like, New York media market, NFL media market, trying to make more in the offseason than there actually is.
Also, isn't that a violation of a certain sort of code? Like, you're at the meetings, it's a party, everybody's, you know, having some of the silly sauce, you're trying to have a good time, and then somebody comes out afterwards and said, so-and-so, we're arguing with each other. It's like, that should be when, like, hey, we don't need reports coming out of here. They've got enough. We've given them enough. We've all talked to the media for countless hours this week. Can we just have a good time and have a couple of drinks? And then this.
If they were arguing, though, do you think they'd be arguing about the fact that Robert Saleh looks very similar to Xerxes
from
300?
Yes.
I'm telling you, that has to be what it is.
You think that's what it was about?
Like, why do you look like Xerxes, dude?
I want to look like him. But you
look
can't.
At all the attention you're getting. Because there are moments where attention can be had and gotten.
Or do you think Woody Johnson was like, man, I wish you had a foot fetish. Those were the good old days. We went to an AFC title game. You know, things were going so well. Like, why can't you just be as into feet
or,
as
or
the
maybe one
guy?
Of his contemporaries was like hyping it up. Like, Woody, are you ever going to figure it out? And they was kind of like needling him.
Oh, somebody was gassing him up a little.
Yeah, and then he got pumped up, and then, you know, he kind of maybe took it out on Robert Saleh, and Robert wasn't having it. Like, we're going to come here, and this is how you're going to act in front of these people. They're not Jets. We're Jets. Tighten up, Woody. That's what I think is what happened.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What else we got, Lee? Yeah.
Well, guys, in case you missed this, Jadeveon Clowney's going back to his roots. Veteran pass rusher, he's now 31 years old, has gotten a deal with the Carolina Panthers, receiving a 2-year deal worth $20 million. It's actually worth up to $24 million with incentives.
So he's like 30 minutes away from where he grew up.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Do you think that means he feels like it's the last stop for him?
31 as a pass rusher. That's pretty, you know, maybe. It would be safe to assume that this is probably his last stop. He might be able to pull out another. If he's a one and done there, he could pull out another one.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you view his career as a disappointment, or was he unfairly hyped up based on one play in a bowl game against Michigan?
I mean, he was the number one player out of high school as a recruit, like the top overall player. So there it was more than just the one play. There was high expectations for him in his career.
He's underachieved based off of what the what he created.
He had the injuries early.
I would say this. I mean, he's been a 3-time Pro Bowler. Right? He's had a good career. He's never gotten double-digit sacks though, and I think everyone assumes, like, if you come in as an edge rusher, which
first thing you should get.
That's what it, like, you got to have at least 10 sacks. He's never had 10 sacks at any point in his career. And he's also had a hard time staying healthy, which, you know, is tough.
He's pretty good last year for Baltimore, though. Probably surprising that he played as well as he did.
Almost got the 10. Yeah. Almost.
What else we got, Lee?
Well, guys, in case you missed this, Saquon Barkley joined Jason and Travis Kelce on his podcast. Talked about a number of things, including trying to lobby Jason Kelce back to the Eagles. Talked about their drinking prowess. Travis Kelce's dad bod that he was recently photographed with Taylor Swift out in the Bahamas. I think that's a little overboard.
Why do you think that? Because you're comparable? Is that what you're saying?
You know, me and Travis, we're the same age, 34 years old. You know, we look pretty similar, if you ask me.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about that. I think it's a little rough calling it a dad's bod, but you know, dad's bod's a good thing.
Oh wow!
I mean, what are they like? He's out vacation in the butt. Can't the guy like again? Can people just put the cameras down and let the guy if he wants to get a little
bit
away?
You're with
Taylor
Swift. Yeah, Jesus.
No. I did see she was getting after him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In what way?
One snapshot. Like, do you really think that's her snapping at him?
I don't know, man. Kind of fiery.
Oh yeah.
Like him going off on Andy Reid looked kind of similar.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
She was giving him a hard time.
I wonder if she'll apologize in a press conference.
Oh.
Interesting. Oh.
He'll probably.
That's
have
why
to
my
apologize.
Fallback. My fallback's always the language barrier, so I can just be.
So what do you do? What
I
do
just
you say?
Go, no blah.
No blah.
Yeah, just my go-to. That's the only thing I know.
Is it a blah or blahs?
Yeah,
I
blah.
Still don't know. I don't care to find out.
No blah. I mean, you messed it up on purpose.
Probably.
That's
said,
nice.
No blah.
I like that.
Bang,
I like
bang.
That.
No blah.
Bang bang.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.